Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
To an emerging forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Welcome, everyone, to this first show in December of 2018. Approximately 1 month until my second anniversary of having such a show. Amazing, amazing. Started on January 8th, 2017. And I think I've taken a couple weeks off and had a few shows that had software issues. So I guess those are amongst my couple of shows being off. Very interesting ability to talk with people and to express my views and to see other people's views. This show is pretty much open tonight. I do have some things to talk about, but if you have things to talk about, I'd certainly like to hear them and I'd certainly like to talk about them. Maybe talk about them in relation to what I see and maybe talk back and forth and try to figure out some things. That's certainly what I'm going to try to do tonight with my hour on the air. And so in order for you to call in, the phone number is 646-564-9714, and once again, the number is 646-564-9714. So there's no special guest tonight, there's no panel of guests, there's no subject. And so what I did was I started to look back through my week of posts and to figure out what of those subjects was reasonable to talk about. And one of them that stood out to me was another boundary, another barrier that's been placed in our lives. Boundary or barrier of between in relationships. And it's fine and dandy to join in a relationship, but it's a failure or why why did you have to leave that person? Or why did you have to part ways from that situation? Leaving that situation seems to be more perilous or less allowed by society. So, I mean, there's a period of time in which you're going to school and you're in elementary school, and there's a period of time that you're going to school and you're in college, and then you don't have a relationship there anymore. But I'm talking about getting into a relationship with a person, getting into a relationship with place of employment, and not being able to see both sides of the coin, not being and saying, oh, I shouldn't leave this place, or how will this impact my new relationship? How will this impact how people perceive me? Am I faithless because I'm leaving this this relationship? And how will this impact future relationships? So I was actually talking about, you can see this from several sides, I guess. And the one side is that it's just natural to breathe out once you breathe in. And also the ability to, the freedom to move on. And at some point in life, you've taken in some knowledge and you feel bound to teach it. And what feeling bound to teach it does, gives you someone who's teaching that subject, and you become a disseminator of the knowledge, and you spend your time being a disseminator of the knowledge, and you don't spend your time continuing to move as you did before. So when you're learning the knowledge, you're changing, and you're putting things down, and you're picking things up in your life, and then you've picked up enough new stuff, and you say, oh, this is me, this is where I want to stop. This is, you know, I want to actually, I've gathered these, you know, you look at knowledge as like a bundle of sticks or many sticks, and you say, well, I've certainly gathered a big bundle of sticks. What I want to do now is I want to teach each one of these sticks to other people. And you sit down and put your sticks down and pick up each stick, and you say, oh, I want to pass this along to someone else. And you make that stick becomes your identity, instead of possibly saying, what I found as being the contrasting point, instead of looking at the way you received the information and saying, I got this information, therefore it's out there, and others can acquire it, and I don't have to be this teacher person. So I don't have to sit here and maintain these sticks. I can move on. So that might be seen as being a freedom, not necessarily of a relationship with a person, but freedom with relationship with material, with intellectual conversation, in how this bears on me having a radio program. So I have a certain perspective and certain material that I talk about, or a certain perspective that I speak from. And it's one of the reasons why I had the radio program, was to talk from that perspective. But I realize in seeing what I'm talking about tonight, that I'm become that teacher person, and is that what I want to do? Do I want to maintain this space and talk about every week, and sort of have a relationship, a relationship, not in which I'm parked in a particular position, but a relationship in which I'm talking about an emerging forest and the fertility and the moving forward and that type of thing that I talk about, not specifically, but that the program always seems to be the subject of people and their passions always seems to be about fertility and about bringing about more interesting events and more interesting experiences. Two general topics, some of which I've talked about in past shows, the joining and parting from relationships, and it's also about thinking that you've found something unique and that you should stop and discuss it with other people. And how can you have found something unique? The teachers that you found, the material that you found, created this perspective in your mind, came to you freely, so it's out there freely. So why think egotistically that you are the be-all, end-all of as a resource, and that egotistically, you must be the one to write the book, and you must be the one to host the radio show. Now, there are other reasons to host a radio show. It's to bring about, maybe to bring about community, or to have a rallying point for passion that you have, and to disseminate information, to start projects, and things like that. That's certainly one reason or another facet of holding an informational show, to no longer look at the project that you have as merely being intellectual, but to actually have to actually be introduced to people in the field. So that's sort of the first segment of the show, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to put a sort of a place marker between that first segment and the second segment. And I'm going to do that with the 1 minute peace prayer. So see you on the other side.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
Okay, in the second segment, the segment before the break, or who knows how long this segment will go, I'd like to talk about perspective and the perspective of, I'm probably going to say this wrong, and I'm going to try to come back to it and say it a little bit more right. Let's say the playing field of all behaviors that you can work through over many, many, as I like to put it, incarnations or many, many manifestations that your soul can go through. It's a very large, so in any one instant, you are somewhere on that playing field with some type of a perspective. But your specific point on that playing field, and that specific point on that playing field is the one that you have great passion for. So you can be a person who understands or sees the larger playing field and sees yourself as someone who can't be all the manifestations on the playing field at once, but who can be a specific person with a specific passion and knowing that that's the passion that you want to manifest. So that does several things. It allows you to say that the larger rainbow of possibilities is something that you grew through, may have to go through again. Saying that, you certainly want to maintain it. And at the same time, well, I guess you don't really have to maintain it because the soul is powerful enough that if it needs to go back through some place under some certain set of conditions, it will manifest that. But as far as appreciating the roads that other people walk, appreciating why everyone can't be convinced to why everyone is correct, why in the motto of the concept of the Spiritual Unity Radio Network that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid, that you're not going to be able to grab someone by the ear and say, you must walk this path. They're going to look at you and say, I don't want to walk that path. I want to walk the path that I was on. That's my path. So you can at once say, that person over there and that person over there and all of those people gathered around doing all the various things they're doing, they're right for themselves. But at the same time, say, I'm right for myself. What I want for myself is what I'm actually here to do, so that you can have two jobs. you can say, here's a balance. There's a balance and there's a larger rainbow here. So the larger rainbow is what the availability of all of the choices within the larger rainbow is what you're, is the garden that you're tending. And then the manifestation for you specifically is the balanced small portion of that bed that you're trying to get to bloom. Maybe the situation is that there's no room in the bed of flowers that are all, maybe it's a single crop of a single type. When you're looking at it, you're saying, oh, there's no room for the flowers that I need to grow here. So I need to remove some of the flowers that are growing and grow my flowers. Otherwise, the rainbow is just merely those. So I picture everyone as being a gardener and everyone basically saying, I want my section of the garden to bloom. And that is overall what I'm interested in. I'm interested in an emerging forest. I'm not interested in just having my flowers grow in the garden. I'm interested in the values and the hues and the vibrancy and the fertility that's brought by all different types of perspectives. I might not understand them. I might not like them. But I agree that they are needed. And that some people like them out there and they serve some people. But if there's an overabundance of those flowers and a lacking of abundance of certain perspectives and certain viewpoints, foliage, produce, flowers, whatever you want to call them, then we have a less vibrant situation and a more dominant situation. And that really needs to be more vibrant and more diverse. But it also begs the question, because in a garden, the garden has a certain level of fertility. And if you have a garden that has very little fertility, there'll be certain plants that go first. And only those plants will grow. The quote-unquote pioneers, the taproots, the dandelions, the thistles, and other plants like that, those will grow first. Low fertility crops might grow and things like that. But you won't get the crops, you won't actually need all of the fertility that the dandelion will bring to the surface, the minerals and whatnot. Won't be able to grow there yet. So after a while, after a certain amount of organic material has built up in the soil, and the soil is actually more vibrant, then quote-unquote higher level plants can grow, or plants that that needed more fertility can grow. And at the same time, those plants that were the pioneers don't have a job to perform anymore, and they just flat out won't grow because the fertility profile or the job profile of that area has already been taken care of, and so they're not needed anymore. They won't grow there. So you can look at that and you can say, okay, if this is an area that was previously more fertile, we can think back 50 or 100 and 150 years, and there were more forests. And so what's happened? Well, what's happened is people have come in and harvested that fertility and harvested it and burned it or whatever and reduced that fertility. So we can look at the fertility process. But we can also look at it from a societal standpoint and say, this society is a natural progression of what happened before, but it's also a management issue. Is someone taking quote-unquote fertility money out of the bank for short-term goals? That's a very interesting perspective or interesting point of view. So at this point, to do is I'd like to take the break and play, I believe, my favorite song, which is Abe the Bard's Green and Gray. And then I'll have to play the commercial and I'll play the regional. So see you in about 8 minutes.
The fires of hell. You fell from heaven. fell from grace. You want dominion over this place. The piper smiled to the priest, he said, I was lord of animals, the wild hunt I led, until your God came here and with his jealous hand, it was he who wanted dominion over this land. For I'm no devil. Said if evil is where it lies in the hearts of man, but you lead us, oh, you tempt us to rape, to steal, to kill. The piper said, whatever happened to free will? Then the grove lay empty, the priest told no one. The blossom lay upon the thorn, and the piper's tune was done. And in the sunlit forest, the animals they bow, as the piper laid his goddess down. For I'm no devil, I'm father to the land. I have been here since the earth began, neither black nor
to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Welcome back to an emerging forest on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for that advice to get a drink. So as we were talking before the break, there's a definite progression. Mental progression, not the wrong spot, the wrong psychology, not when I'm in the wrong place, we're in the right place. But
that weird society and say society is unjust, or this weird society and say, well, what do we know about systems of society? What do we know about people brought into a new situation, okay, where are we? We're in a garden. We have unlimited resources because we have the sun, because we have plants, we grow plants, and they basically give for little or no input. So they get much more than we put in. So it's a situation in which it's an overabundant equation. But how caste in this society is caste as a scarcity situation, which is absolutely false. Okay, so there's the basic false premise of our society. So then you can look at and say, well, why is there this false presence? Why isn't the wealth shared? And you can say, well, why does someone say, mine, things can't change, it has to be this way, I don't want to give up power, you can't have the steering wheel, you can't steer the boat, all those good things, it has to stay this way, because they're not ready to change. Simple as that as it can be, they're not ready to change. And also they become very, very accustomed to being in charge. So they don't exactly want to give up their quote-unquote authority to turn the page. And I've probably talked about this before, but it's basically just coming up in the conversation tonight, so I'll progress through it. So it is reasonable to look at a situation like that, say, that's someone who's locked in a behavioral pattern. And maybe they're ready to progress if they get a nudge. Maybe they're not ready to progress. But there are other people who are in the society who are ready to progress, but who receive the keep looking for the authority, you're not good enough to progress, you're not good enough to tell the authority what the authority should be doing. They receive that information at all levels of media, and they're stuck in the quote-unquote the sheep in the pen analogy. They're stuck with the sheep, and they won't move out. So when you are the person, or when you believe you are the person, or when it's basically no longer possible for you to maintain yourself, basically everything you see ejects you from comfort in the standing of society. You have to move on. Basically, your feet are on fire and your life is on fire, or you see the signs of that if you park yourself or you try to park yourself in the society, you will catch fire. So you need to move. You need to be proactive about the situation. So it is. So I know, or I feel that the situation is very repairable. I'm not sure where the situation, what the situation was, what the history of the situation was. None of us can be, because none of us was here. Nobody knows that. Maybe there are repositories of all of this information. I'm not sure. So, at this point, I need a minute. So I'm going to play the peace prayer again and go find something to blow my nose. Back in a minute.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it, we accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
Oh, whoa, good timing. Wow, I just... very interesting few days. I don't ever get a full nose of whatever I got.
So the... To wrap up the show tonight and to bring the themes together, it's time for those who see this. It's not time for everyone. Everyone is doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's time for those who see this to basically also see where they are and see where they become comfortable. And since this, my discussions are semi-autobiographical, I need to grow, and I need to put myself in new and different situations, not situations that I'm comfortable with. And take on different jobs, and that's one of the things that I'm actually looking at doing. And also balance my life and say, what are my goals? What about what I'm doing now suits those goals? And then part ways with things that are in my present life that don't suit those goals. And some of those decisions are going to be, those decisions are never easy, but they're going to, those decisions are going to make themselves. They're going to just happen, and I'm going to have to cry and smile and say, it's time to move on, and shake that person's hand or give myself a hug and say, it's over, and I learned a lot, and I'm super happy that I have the experience. As I talked about before, you can be the person who is in the room who keeps the tradition going, and there's nothing wrong with that. Or you can be the person who left and no one understood why. Or some people understood why, or you were the person that left. And for me, I just, I don't understand. I haven't found a The only home I have is one, the one that keeps moving with me. Maybe you're like that. Maybe you're out there and listening and you're saying, I just can never find a home. I've moved so often and nobody sees and nobody relates to how I see things. If it's that way for you, please join me. I'm at 646-564-9714. I've got about 14 minutes left of this program, but we can certainly talk for longer than that, because there's longer than that programmed in. There's another hour after that. There's all the way to 11. To encourage everyone, as I do every week, and I guess I'll spend more time on it this week because I have more time. I'd like to encourage everyone to make room in their life for the special vision they have and the only they have. There certainly are interesting niche visions and alternative visions that many people have that are sort of public and sort of being worked on by multiple folks. But there's always your personal part of the garden, your few flowers in the total garden of everyone that only you can see and that only you can manifest. And we certainly do work on multiple sections of the garden for others. And then we see some parts of the garden as being the ones we're trying to bring into bloom. But we're still doing those, even those parts with other people. Well, there has to be some private time, or some private days, or some private hours that you spend thinking about your personal goals. Because you are you, your individual self, just you, is a massive investment. So you can say, well, gee, I'm in this tradition with all of these other people. And there's hundreds of thousands of years of history. There's all of these many, many people who put all this effort, the massive number of labor hours. I would hold my finger up, say, contrary to your thinking that that is so many labor hours. How many labor hours did it take to build your psyche? Did it take you to look at that huge playing field of all the different ways and possibilities of having experience, to go through each of those experiences repetitively many times, again and again? Again, over many, many lifetimes, build the vibrant coping mechanisms and the vibrant gut understanding of who you are, how you react. You don't even have to ask yourself. You're confronted with a situation and you immediately place your foot somewhere, or your hands go up and you turn around. You act in an instant, and that's you. The thinking, basically the analysis, that, oh, this goes to this, goes to this, is the societal imprint. But the immediate, oh, this just fell down in front of me, and your foot automatically moves, or your hands go into the situation when you do something, when you converse in the conversation, I'm involved in this. instantaneous engagement, disengagement, instantaneous interaction is all of that backstory built up to, for that instant, bringing that experience to you, then you react. That's your tradition. And that's the tradition that allows you, and only you, see the flowers and see the little tiny, tiny section of the garden that only you can manifest. That's your private teeny section, and that's time by yourself. The time is not a reflection of other people's pressure or peer pressure or other people's or the sort of greater societies. Only recent, only a couple thousand years or maybe 10,000 years, only a very, very short time frame of social agenda, or maybe only a very recent leader has come in and is putting down their authority is right. Don't question authority. You people aren't good enough to question authority. You must go along with the first traditions of society and things like that, discussed earlier in the program. That is so short term. I mean, they're robbing from a finite bank of fertility in order to pay for their short term running away from responsibility. It's just so obvious. Your flowers, your section of the garden, just your section of the garden. Don't broadcast it. Just grow those flowers for yourself and for yourself only. Whatever that activity is. You just put out the, you just make a section of time, make an hour a week, make 15 minutes in a year. Make some time basically let it all go and be yourself. Meditate, whether you pick up litter, whether you plant trees, plant flowers. Tend something in society, be birds, whatever your own section of the garden is. Thank you so much for listening to me. That encouragement is basically to go find your passion, engage your personal passion. And that's something that will enlarge and encourage the emerging forest to happen. Because it's private time, and it's not something that's governed. If you make an effort, and if you make space for that little bit of private time to be your private thoughts, that's what makes an emerging forest happen on a larger scale. My name is Alan Ritter. My email address is ritter.alan88@gmail.com. That's ritter.alan88@gmail.com. If you're in the southeastern Pennsylvania or southern New Jersey area, you can email me and ask me about my produce club. My produce club is a weekly buying club where we buy from the Port of Philadelphia wholesalers at hugely discounted prices over local grocery stores, because I want to encourage an emerging forest by putting more whole produce into people's bodies and improving their fertility level, and then going beyond that to supply even more vibrant produce when the time comes. You can also send me an email and say, here's my story, here's my cause, here's who I am, here's my art, here's my festivals that I support, and let's get you on the radio. Let's support your causes by having YouTube videos come out with you talking about who you are and what you support, and let's get your program rolling. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Terry and Robin for supporting me and having me on their station. Thank you for Jerry Falsetti for encouraging me and providing teaching so that I would be able to do the engineering software as I do every week to be on this radio. Thank you to all my guests, past, present, and future guests. Thank you for some people who made me grow, and all the people that have met me through this radio program and have found out about the Produce Club through this radio program. And it's interesting that the apothecary Jim Fury, who was on this radio program, I believe in April, and then David Powell, who was on this, who listened to a segment that Dave Miller, about my Produce Club on a Touch Mother Earth event broadcast on this radio station. David Powell said, I want to do that. I want to get that food out to my people. And one of the people that he has hooked up to get it out to is actually the apothecary store in Kinawan, New Jersey, which is a heck of a drive from where David Powell gets the produce. But he gets that produce up there, and I guess it's receiving some really good reviews from by the fact that it's really good produce for a really good value, and that might actually be taking off as a distribution point. That's very interesting. Thank you all for being a part of this radio show, and I'll see you next week.
For listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.